everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we were just going to take a look at some headlines that happened on this day in history. So today it is Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone. It is September 16th. 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 9월 16일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look at this one here. We're going to be talking about fashionable handbags. I actually wish Suyun was here to talk. We all know I know nothing about fashion, so this will be kind of exciting for us to go through. We'll tackle it first in Korean, and then we'll switch it on over into English. Let's take a look. It says, 남성용 패션송 가방 인기. Super short, right? I'll even read it off one more time here. It says, 남성용 패션송 가방 인기. And so we're talking about fashionable handbags. That's where that passion, the fashion here, 손 가방. So 손, as you guys know, is literally your hand, and 가방 is literally bag. So we have here handbag. But what's funny is actually these days we don't use the term 손 가방. We actually just use 가방 or maybe handbag or just bag. Like, those kind are kind of the terms that we use these days. But here in 1987, 1987년에 나오는 headline에 우리 손 가방이라고 했어요. And we're talking about for men. These handbags for men were popular. That's where the 남성용 comes in. 남성용 is saying for men, or like men's fashion bags. And we're talking about how they're popular. So, of course, the term 인기 comes up in there. We all know 인기 means popular. And they're saying that at this time here, office workers were starting to carry around handbags, not briefcases. And apparently this became like, it was a trend in some other Asian countries like Hong Kong and Japan, but the reason it became very popular was it was just so convenient. Guys realized like, oh, I can put everything in this bag here, instead of just shoving them in my pockets or trying to find it in a briefcase, they can put it all in there. And they also made the point in this article about how many people were living in apartments, or they were kind of, you know, having cars or all these new items. And so there were more things to carry around in your bag. And so one office worker in the article had mentioned how because he's not required to wear these really formal suits, it's a little more casual, he started using handbags more than briefcases. And he puts, you know, notebooks, wallets, it could be books, keys, whatever. He would put it all in there. And so for me, it kind of makes me giggle because as a girl, I always have a bag. Like, we literally cannot have a bag as a woman. 아니, 진짜로 제 가방은 진짜 블랙홀 같아요. I swear the laws of physics don't apply to my bag. It is a rule that when I search for anything in my bag, it will take at least 5 minutes to find it. Everything is in this bag. You need band-aids? I have band-aids. Do you need a ruler? I have a ruler. You need a spare pair of pants? Probably have that in there. It is, there are so many things in this bag, but I feel like this is done on purpose. 아니, 진짜로 그 패션 디자이너들은 그 여성 패션을 일부러 그렇게 디자인하는 것 같아요. 왜냐면 그 주머니 없거나 아니면 뭐 주머니 너무 적으면 뭐 그러면 당연히 가방 필요하죠. I feel like that's just an obvious thing. If we have tiny little pockets, of course we need to buy a bag too. So this is all a big scheme here in the fashion industry. I see you guys. But I'm curious about you all. What's in your bag? Let me know. I'd love to hear about it. 네, 여러분의 가방엔 무엇이 들어있나요? 50원의 유료 문자 샵1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. And also, let's take a listen to our next song here. This one is by Seben, and it's called 그 남자처럼. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we were just talking about, according to the headline here, the handbags, the 손 가방 here, but we would just say 가방 or handbag or bag. Now, I asked you guys, what is in your bags here? And Hyunji Che sends this quite funny message that says, 제 가방에는 가끔 진짜 쓸데없는 거 들고 다녀요. 에코백이어서 들어갈 자리도 많고 해서 가끔은 플래너나 진짜 어쩔 때는 분무기 뭐 스프레이도 있어요. 아니, 저의 가방은 혹시 해리포터 보신 적이 있나요? 그 헤르미오니 가방 진짜 그거랑 똑같네요. I have everything in there, like sprays, I got hairsprays, I got clips, whatever you need, I got you. I am there for you. You need deodorant? I got you deodorant. You need some earrings? Probably got a pair. Thank you, Hyunji Che. I love that. Kim Siyun also sends a really funny message. It says, 저는 가방에 뭘 잘 안 가지고 다니는데 고등학교 때 뭐든 다 바리바리 싸들고 다니는 친구가 있었어요. 뭐 손톱깎이, 뭐 반지꼬리, 반창고, 연고, 물티슈, 두루마리 휴지 다예요. 그래서 잡상인 것 같다고 하거나 도라에몽 주머니 같다고 했어요. 그런 말 있구나. I feel like we all have that one friend who has everything. I am that friend for you. If you need something, you call me. I got you. I'll be that friend. Adrian Linga also says, what's in my bag? It's just paper, pen, books, and lots of bottled water. Because of the pandemic, the bag's empty now, so it contains nothing. Yeah, I know, with all of us kind of being here in quarantine, not being able to do much, our bags are perhaps a little emptier than usual. But still, never fear. If you guys ever need anything, I'm sure my bag will have it for you. But thank you guys so much for your messages. But as you know, we do have one more headline to get to, so let's get to it.
Hanguk에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean.
That's right, everyone. Here at Headline Korean, I'm going to take this headline. We're going to break it on down, give you those key words, the key phrases, just the key information that you need in order to understand what's going on in the news these days. So, keep yourself updated with the latest in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today's article is going to be talking about something that I'm not sure you all may be familiar with or not. We're going to be talking about cleaning ancestral graves. Yeah, you heard me right. The graves, like the tombs where people are buried and things like that. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 벌초에 대한 내용이네요. And yeah, I'm kind of curious to hear your thoughts on this. So let's just jump into it. We'll tackle it in Korean first, and then we'll switch it on over into English. It says here,
코로나19 감염 우려에 벌초 대행 서비스 이용 늘어.
And so what we're talking about here, we'll break this into two parts. How's that sound? The first part here is there are some concerns, like some worries about COVID-19 infection. And so that's where that Corona 19, you guys are familiar, COVID, Corona, Corona 19, it's all COVID-19. And then we're talking about worried about infections. 감염 is that infection there. And 우려 is talking about those worries, those kind of concerns people are having. And so, because of those worries, there has been an increase in the usage of grave cleaning services. So I'll break that second part down here, that 벌초 is talking about when you kind of clean those weeds or that kind of dead grass and stuff around a grave site and make it all nice and pretty. That is 벌초. 벌초. So when they have this 벌초 대행 서비스, it's talking about like a grave cleaning service. Like they're doing it for you instead of you doing it yourself. And so that's where that 대행, the 대행 is the doing it on your behalf, 서비스, and then 이용. 이용 is that term for usage. So a lot of people are using this, and it's increased because of the Chuseok holidays coming up here. As you guys know, even Chuseok holiday kind of culture has really changed because of Corona. And so a lot of people are kind of nervous about gathering in large groups at their ancestors' graves. So instead, they're hiring out these services that these companies or these employees will clean the grave on your behalf. But of course, a lot of people are really heartbroken that they're not able to spend this time with their families doing this. It's a very important part of a lot of people's lives. And so it's quite sad that this is something that has to happen. You know, it's become part of life here during COVID. For me personally, 저는 미국 사람이잖아요. 그래서 우리 가족은 뭐 제사와 뭐 성묘 문화 없어서 조금 다르겠지만 저희 베프가 몇 년 전에는 그때 그 뭐지 그 뇌종양으로 그 하늘나라에 갔었는데 아, 미국에 갈 때마다 뭐 친구 보러 뭐 묘지를 갔는데 아, 올해는 코로나 때문에 제 생각에는 그 친구 가족들도 아마 비슷한 벌초 대행 서비스 이용해야 할 것 같아요. I think they're gonna have to do the same thing for my friend who passed away. We don't have that same kind of culture, but I feel like will a lot of people. Maybe if it's not for ancestral rites, just for general, like taking care of families' gravesites, they might have to start looking at using this here. So I'm kind of curious about you guys. Have you ever maybe visited your ancestors' graves or you have any interest in these services? Let me know in the TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. Would love to hear from you all. 네, 여러분은 이번 해에 벌초 하실 계획 있으신가요? 50원의 유료 문자 샵1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. And now let's listen to our next song here. It's by Gregory Porter and it's called Brown Grass.
Brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind.